This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Little Rock next month, more than 1,000 couples are expected to join Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and his wife Janet in renewing their wedding vows and converting their marriages to covenant marriages. Meant to discourage divorce, covenant marriages have been adopted in just three states so far: Arkansas, Louisiana, and Arizona. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Arkansas's Governor Huckabee hopes to give the idea a boost.
Mike Huckabee is winding down his career as Arkansas governor. He has just 2 years left in his second term and is facing some tough issues, such as how to fund $2 billion in needed improvements to the state schools. On this day, he's at a public event naming a new member to the State Police Commission. But on Valentine's Day, the governor is taking time out from his busy schedule to do something decidedly ungubernatorial. He and his wife are converting their union to a covenant marriage in a mass ceremony at North Little Rock's Altel Arena. Huckabee says they're doing it because it's something they personally believe in.
I think it's very difficult to hold a marriage together under any circumstances, and my wife and I recognize, as every couple does, that anything we can do to strengthen and build our marriage is a good thing.
If there's any state that needs help with its marriages, it's Arkansas. People marry here at a rate that's nearly double the national average. That wouldn't be a problem except for the fact that Arkansas also has one of the nation's highest divorce rates. So in 2001, Huckabee helped push Arkansas to adopt covenant marriage, sort of a high-test marriage contract, requiring premarital counseling and allowing divorce only in cases of adultery, imprisonment, abandonment, or abuse, and then only after counseling and a waiting period. But in the 3 years since it became an option, the law has had a negligible impact. Not even 2% of couples getting married here have chosen covenant marriage. Governor Huckabee says he's not surprised.
Most people that I talk to have never even heard that there was such an option. And unless someone informs them and tells them, either their pastor or their rabbi or their marriage counselor, they may not even be aware of it.
Last month, Huckabee spent a couple of days flying around the state to talk about the upcoming Valentine's Day event and to promote covenant marriage, especially in meetings with religious leaders. Accompanying him was Dennis Rainey, head of Family Life, a Christian family counseling group based in Little Rock. Rainey says in 1997, when Louisiana passed a law creating covenant marriage, he was appalled that religious groups did not immediately embrace it as a way to fight what he calls a culture of divorce. And in Arkansas, he says he's seen the same lack of enthusiasm.
The faith community, for the most part, didn't know how to take advantage of a law that was already on the books. They didn't understand it. They didn't know how to support it. And so a good bit of what we did as we traveled around the state was an educational process with pastors and church educators about how they could call people to a higher commitment in their marriages.
In Arkansas so far, covenant marriage has been embraced mostly by Southern Baptist churches. One is the Church at Rock Creek, which numbers Governor Huckabee among its congregants. Teaching pastor Greg Kirksey says he and other ministers at the church only perform covenant marriages. He says a few years ago he realized that while a lot of preparation went into the wedding, he wasn't doing enough to prepare couples for marriage. Kirksey says now when a couple calls and asks if he'll perform their wedding, he doesn't say yes or no, but asks them to come in for a conversation.
So they come in, and one of the first questions that I ask a young couple when they come and want to be married is, how long are you guys planning on staying married? Well, they kind of giggle at one another and laugh and look at one another, and they say, well, the rest of our life. And I said, well, great. So you probably won't have any problem with one of my requirements is that you have a covenant marriage.
Kirksey says most, maybe 80%, have never heard of it. He tells them the details, that it will involve 6 to 10 premarital counseling sessions and a 2-year waiting period with more counseling before they could go through with a divorce.
They always agree. That's what they want. It's an insurance policy that helps every couple's dreams come true, that we can have a lifetime of marriage together.
Unlike a lot of couples, TK and Danny Crabtree had heard of covenant marriage. Danny is a new attorney and learned about it in law school. They were married just 4 months ago, and here in Danny's law office in Little Rock, this is one of the first times they've watched their wedding video. Greg Kirksey was their minister.
I, TK, take you, Danny, to be my lawfully wedded husband.
Danny and TK say they hope Governor Huckabee's initiative will help covenant marriage catch on, especially because of its emphasis on premarital counseling. Danny says the counseling sessions forced him and TK to discuss what each needed from the marriage and to anticipate future potential problems.
In the covenant marriage itself, serves legally to force, if you start having those problems, you can't just throw your hands in the air and say, okay, now it's over. You're forced then to go back to counseling again. That's part of the terms of the covenant marriage, as I understand it. So then you get to go back and let a counselor help you sort through your problems rather than taking the easy way out.
Covenant marriage as an institution is only 7 years old, so there's not yet much of a track record to use to compare it to the conventional marriage contract. Laura Sanchez, a professor at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, is one researcher studying covenant marriage and the people who choose it. Her study has followed 1,200 couples over their first 5 years of marriage, and Sanchez says covenant marriage appears to make a difference.
People who are in covenant marriages have a lower chance of getting a divorce. But right now we're trying to explore whether that's because of their greater commitment, their more religious-oriented commitment, or whether it's because of their greater willingness or seriousness about taking counseling and working on troubles as compared to regularly married people.
The research also shows that people who choose covenant marriage differ in several significant ways from others. Sanchez says they're better educated, less likely to have been married previously or to have lived together before marriage, and they're more likely to have met in church.
Most couples who want a covenant marriage are much more religious and much more fundamentalist than the average marrying couple. And so there's a strong religious symbolic feeling about covenant marriage and a stronger sense of couples who are in a covenant marriage to believe that they're married in service of God and not just married as a loving couple.
What's not clear, Sanchez says, is whether covenant marriages are more successful because of the premarital counseling, the symbolic commitment, or because those choosing it are a self-selecting group with an already better-than-average chance of marital success. In Arkansas, the American Civil Liberties Union says it has no problem with the governor's promotion of covenant marriage, but there are skeptics. John Brummett, a longtime Arkansas political columnist, calls it silly. Like others, he points out that every marriage contract already is a covenant. But Brummett says he doesn't for a moment question the governor's sincerity.
In his defense, I think this publicity stunt of a mass Mooney-style ceremony at the Altel Arena, that will certainly draw attention to it. And the governor, I think he believes that this might do some people some good.
Huckabee believes covenant marriage will help lower Arkansas's chart-topping divorce rate. But that shouldn't be surprising for a preacher-turned-politician, a Baptist minister who, before he was governor, performed more than 400 weddings. Greg Allen, NPR News.